Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then, and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them.
During the Christmas season, generosity is often evident. We see that in the Christmas story, too. Everyone had something to give. When Mary submitted to God's plan, she gave her body to be the first home of the Savior. In doing so, she risked her good reputation to fulfill the Lord's calling for her life. Joseph offered his love and protection to Mary and the child. An angel gave an announcement of the Messiah's birth to the shepherds. A heavenly host of angels offered praise and glory to God. Shepherds shared the first testimony about Jesus. The wise men gave him gifts worthy of royalty. At first glance, these gifts may seem to pertain only to the first Christmas, but they each have application for us today. Those of us who are believers are called to give of ourselves to the Lord and to one another in similar ways. Look at this list again. What gifts could you give to Christ today? Maybe you need to submit to His will in a difficult area, or endure misunderstanding in order to obey Him? And how about gifts to those around you? Who needs your protection, love, time, or perhaps the good news of salvation in Christ?